Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate a votive mass in honor of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, because this year her feast is suppressed because of the Sunday. Except, actually, in our missions are allowed to celebrate Saint Therese as a first-class feast, so it will actually supersede the Sunday. So Saint Therese, being the principal patron of the missions, along with Saint Francis Xavier, is obviously, we obviously have great devotion to her, the Franciscans of the Immaculate, being a missionary order. And this also follows Saint Maximilian's example. In fact, he was very devoted to Saint Therese. On Saint Maximilian's desk, he had just two holy cards, one of St. Gemma Galgani and the other of St. Therese of the Child Jesus. St. Therese was the ninth child of truly saintly parents. In fact, they were both beatified a couple of years ago. Four of the children died very young, and the other five all entered religious life, one to the Visitation Order and the other four in the Carmelite convent at Lisieux. In fact, both of her parents, Blessed Louise and Blessed Zélie, they also were interested in entering religious life, but discerned that it wasn't their vocation. And this is a good example of how children learn the faith and practice the virtues, and the practice of the virtues, first and foremost from their parents. This family had all five of their daughters enter religious life. As the Second Vatican Council says in the decree on the laity, quote, "Parents are the first to pass on the faith to their children and educate them in it." And so parents should ask themselves, do I pass on the faith to my children and educate them in it? Do I teach them to pray? Do I ever read the Bible to them, the catechism, the lives of the saints, to present to them these examples of virtue? Do I teach them to receive the sacraments frequently, confession, Holy Communion? And do I teach them this by my own example? Do I give my children an example of virtue? It cannot be stressed enough how important this is. If parents are immodest, impatient, and proud, then their children will also be immodest, impatient, and proud. So often, in our day and age, in the effort to build up self-esteem in children, parents heap too much praise on their children and cultivate in them the vices of vanity and pride. It's much better to simply teach them the truth, to teach them the virtues of humility, patience, modesty. And so Saint Therese learned both the faith and virtue from her parents. At the age of 15, she was given permission to enter the Carmelite convent, where her two older sisters had already entered, and she went on to live 11 years in the convent before dying of tuberculosis, pretty short time. Before her death, her superior gave her an obedience to write her autobiography, and this would eventually be the means of making her sanctity known. In fact, when Saint Therese died, she was known by about 50 people. And then once her diary was published and people started to read it, the fame of her sanctity became known and miracles were worked through her intercession. And then by 1914, they started the cause of her canonization. And so today, again, this young Carmelite who is known by just 50 people at the time of her death is known throughout the world. There's hardly a parish that exists that doesn't have a statue in honor of Saint Therese. She's the patron saint of the missions and a doctor of the church. Do you see what the miracles God's grace can do? Who would ever have thought that a little obscure nun in the corner of France would become the patroness of the missions and a doctor of the church? Epitomizing the words of our Lord, "I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them to the little ones." So we see in Saint Therese that to become a saint, while it is something difficult, it is not something complicated. We simply need to love God with all of our strength. We can start to love God with all of our strength today and do it every day for the rest of our lives. And then we can become the saints that God wants us to be. And really, if we look at Saint Therese, we have this little girl from France, not endowed with any great gifts or talents, but just endowed with great love. If she can become a saint and persevere in a life of heroic virtue, then so can we. Saint Therese, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.